Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we dive into President Trump's taxes, why this story is being done when it is done, and why the activist media is doing everything they possibly can to destroy this president. We have the facts around this story, the facts around his tax returns, and how this applies to the upcoming debate. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. And if you want a signed Amy Coney Barrett shirt, show us you're subscribed to The Charlie Kirk Show. Type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider, hit subscribe, and give us a 5-star review. Trump's taxes. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Every single activist media publication in the country was quick to rewrite this story, find different angles and takes on how they think that this, quote, bombshell will destroy President Donald Trump. It is no coincidence that this comes less than 48 hours before the first presidential debate. And it's no coincidence that this comes as President Trump is leading a new polling that shows President Trump up 4 points in Florida, 1 point in Arizona, and statistically tied in Pennsylvania and other Midwestern states. So the New York Times claimed, and still claims, to have, quote, obtained Donald Trump's tax information extending over more than 2 decades. The headline is, quote, long concealed records show Trump's chronic losses and years of tax avoidance. Brian Stelter from CNN, who never misses an opportunity to be wrong, says, quote, this is among the most important stories of the last 5 years. But even the writers at the New York Times, they admitted that findings are really just run-of-the-mill business dealings. They say, quote, struggling properties, vast write-offs, and an audit battle, end quote. And the, quote, filings will leave many questions unanswered, many questioners unfulfilled. So first, let's just go through the facts here. The article is 10,000 words long. So the authors of this article made their best attempt to try and rival Homer's Iliad. It shows the egos of these authors and of the New York Times. It also reveals that the New York Times is colluding directly with the Democrat Party. The Biden campaign, hours after this article came out, they already had t-shirts and buttons trying to attack Donald Trump for his taxes. And as if you needed more proof that the New York Times is nothing more than a propaganda wing of the Democrat Party, this is the same New York Times that in every single way possible avoided reporting on the Hunter Biden story last week, where Hunter Biden received a $3.5 million wire from the wife of a Moscow mayor, best friends with Putin, for, according to the Senate report, it was related to Eastern European sex trafficking. So I put on Twitter, quote, only a dishonest media would care more about President Trump allegedly paying $750 in taxes than Hunter Biden taking $3.5 million from the Russians. Now, during a press briefing on Sunday, President Trump said the claims were, quote, totally made up, and said, quote, everything was wrong. They are so bad. I've paid a lot, and I've paid a lot of state income taxes, too. Alan Gartner from the Trump Organization said, quote, President Trump has paid tens of millions of dollars in personal taxes to the federal government, including paying millions in personal taxes since announcing his candidacy in 2015. The New York Times story is riddled with gross inaccuracies. Continued by saying, quote, over the past decade, the president has paid tens of millions of dollars. And he continues by saying paid $10 million to the federal government. The paper refuses to show the documents to protect their sources. In fact, they've been challenged on this, and the New York Times has yet to show any of their sources or corroborating details. President Trump once again said that he would be proud to show his returns when they are not, quote, under audit by the Internal Revenue Service. He said, quote, it'll all be revealed. It's all going to come out. Remember when Rachel Maddow thought she had received President Trump's tax returns back in 2017. She teased it on air and later had to admit it actually showed that President Trump paid a pretty high tax rate. Now, mind you, the New York Times did not disclose any of these documents throughout their piece. We are fully trusting the New York Times that what they say here is true. That's a very dangerous presupposition. The Washington Times led with, quote, Democrats are unlikely to block Barrett. None of the conservative media seems to be taking the bait at all whatsoever. I mean, none of the Daily Caller, Breitbart, or Fox News, for good reason, is indulging whatsoever in this attempt to destroy President Donald Trump. So I have a couple questions about this entire tax issue with President Trump. First of all, I want to know who leaked these. I want to know. I want to know who gave these tax returns to the New York Times. I put on Twitter, and it has gone absolutely viral with over 38,000 retweets, who leaked Trump's tax returns? Did you know, according to 26 U.S. Code 7213, it makes it illegal to disclose unauthorized information, including tax returns? If true, there should be felony charges leveled. Now, the Democrats are going out of their way, including Brian Stelter. New York Times said that the person who gave over these tax returns had legal access to the information. So I read this in the New York Times, and to an untrained eye, to someone who doesn't deal with the activist media on a daily basis, such as I do every single day, I said, I read it. It's like, that reads really funny. The people who shared this had legal access to this information. I said, but it doesn't say if it was legal to give it to the New York Times. There are lots of people that have legal access to your information. It is illegal to share that information. For example, doctors. Doctors aren't allowed to share information that they have about you. Lawyers, they're not allowed to share information about you. The entire IRS has all of your personal information, including your social security number, all of your financial information. And it is illegal to share that information and make it public. Now, for years, the activist media has been obsessed about Donald Trump's tax returns. It has been pathological for them. They believe that in these tax returns, they'll be able to destroy Donald Trump and with it this incredible people-centered movement around stronger families, higher wages, ending the endless wars, securing our borders, giving voice to the voiceless. The ruling class has been waiting for their opportunity to try to get their hands on these tax filings for quite some time. Now, since we're already in a period of early voting, I've been saying for the last couple weeks, be ready for the Democrats' march of activist stories, such as the Atlantic piece, and now, of course, the tax returns piece. Even though there are no corroborating witnesses, there's no documentation for these stories, they continue to publish them, and they continue to push them. So the New York Times probably illegally obtained these. And is it also illegal to report on them? That remains to be seen. There's legal opinions on both sides. But this is personal financial information. I don't care if he's the president. He's still an American citizen. He has due process. That does not go away just because you run for office. And of course, we know why they're leaking them. Joe Biden is now plummeting in the polls. Joe Biden is not campaigning. Joe Biden expects the entire Democrat infrastructure to do the work for him. He does not do events. He does not take interviews. He does not interface with people. He's unable to. But there's a deeper question here about these tax returns. And I have to give the conservative kind of media landscape credit here. As I mentioned, Washington Times, Daily Caller, Fox News, they have not taken the bait. But I mean this very honestly and clearly. Why does this matter? President Donald Trump is already president. We know that he could negotiate Middle East peace. We know that he's been harder on Russia, more so than any other president in the modern era, including President Obama, where he armed Ukrainian rebels, he sanctioned Russia, he put on more economic pressure on the Russian Federation, he expelled Russian diplomats from our country. We know what President Trump stands on immigration. on taxes, tax reform. What does this revelation about President Trump having massive businesses across the country, some of which have depreciating losses that allow you to not have to pay federal income taxes? What sort of applicable truth is here? I am failing to see that because there is none. I want to tell you guys about Good Ranchers. Are you hungry? And if you are hungry, that's okay. Don't go to the grocery store. Instead, get something that tastes good. I want to tell you about Good Ranchers. It's 100% American-born, raised and harvested meat, and they deliver it to families across America. This vision was instilled into them from their grandparents that owned community grocery stores and believed in trust, charity, and American values. GoodRanchers.com partners directly only with American ranchers from across the United States to bring the highest quality meat straight to your door. GoodRanchers.com, you get 100% American-raised beef to your door, beef the way it used to be. Get America's best grass-fed beef finished right to your door, and shipping is always free. GoodRanchers.com, 100% American beef, chicken, and more. Support American farmers and support the American economy. Skip the grocery store mystery meat and buy direct from GoodRanchers.com. Great meals start with Good Ranchers. Get 100% American-born, raised, harvested beef and chicken. I put my name behind the stuff you send. It's awesome. GoodRanchers with an S.com, promo code Charlie. $20 off your purchase. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie. So we're supposed to believe, because the activist media tells us, that this story around President Trump's taxes is a huge concern. But even independent observers are kind of disappointed. They're let down. They thought there would be more to this story. So let me tell you some good news out of all of this. The good news is that this is probably, not definitely, but probably the last biggest attack the Democrats have had waiting on the president. Now, there could still be something more. There's a reason why the New York Times waited till the day before the debate to release this information. There's a reason, because early voting's already happening. And it's not just trying to lead up to election day. It's now election month in our country. And there's a reason for all of this. The reason is that the activist media has taken a position that they have a moral obligation to try to destroy the president and all the great work that he has done for our country. So we've gone through the Jeffrey Goldberg piece, which was a total and complete lie. And now we have the taxes with President Donald Trump, which, looking into this, President Donald Trump did what any business person in his position would have done. By the way, he paid millions in property tax, millions in payroll tax. So he paid his fair share in taxes. He did not pay very much in income tax. Now, the New York Times was very careful in how they described it. They said that he had income tax avoidance. Now, this is wordplay. Avoidance is completely legal. Evasion is illegal. Those are two completely different words. You can avoid taxes legally. You cannot evade taxes illegally. The New York Times knew what they were doing here. They've been working on this story for probably 6 months. This story by Russ Bootner, Suzanne Craig, and Mike McIntyre. There is an individual on Twitter, Ryan Ellis, who's a tax lobbyist and preparer. He's the president of CFE Economy. Seems like a really smart guy. I think he had a really good point of commentary here. He said, quote, "Let's start with the obvious. While the reporters and newspaper are held harmless by the First Amendment to the Constitution, whoever leaked these tax returns is likely guilty of multiple felonies. The president has the same right to privacy in his tax returns that you or I have." Let's stop right there. I've said this. Just because he is president, he's still an American citizen. There is no law. There is no measure that requires the president to disclose his tax returns. He says this. He continues by saying, "I'm all for voluntarily disclosure of presidents and candidates for tax returns, but as an enrolled agent, I can't emphasize enough what a violation of trust and this leak is." He continues by saying, "As to the information, I think the reporters are guilty of some of the, quote, truthful hyperbole, end quote, that Trump accuses himself of. They report normal, albeit large tax deductions as extraordinary. Consulting fees, legal fees, bad debt deductions, depreciation, charitable contributions, capital losses, passive loss deductions are all part of parcel of what tax returns look like for high income folks. There's nothing unusual about finding them. What is unusual about President Trump's tax returns are the size and velocity of these items. This man, who had gushers of income and gushers of legitimate expenses, well-placed to offset over time. Nothing wrong with that. Here's what the story could have done a better job explaining, is the distinction between tax evasion, which is illegal, and tax avoidance, reducing taxes via legal planning. I said that before even reading this to you. As an example of small-time tax avoidance, imagine you have some appreciated Coca-Cola stock. Rather than sell the shares and pay the capital gains tax, you donate them to your favorite charity and deduct the value as a charitable write-off. The tax code is full of these legal, legitimate tax planning opportunities. In order to use them, you usually have to risk significant capital, be willing to endure losses of income, and generally be in the business of doing business. If you want the certainty of a nice warm W-2 and a home mortgage and a 401k plan, you're not in business. You work for those who put themselves out there and take risks. Well said. So tax avoidance is not available to you. Want them? Start a small business. Just be ready to pay a lot in taxes. You wouldn't know it by reading this hatchet job of a story, but our tax system is extremely progressive. The more you earn, the more you pay in taxes. Trump did it for years when he wasn't recovering from business losses. Whether Trump's tax planning and those of his advisors meet tax law obligations is a matter between him and the IRS, but the items themselves are perfectly legitimate, and they have no insight into the discrete details of these claims. And finally, this is nothing more than an orange man bad version of gotcha pieces of liberal journalism. Finishes by saying, I strongly suspect only blue checkmark Twitter types and liberal activists will actually care about this story. And again, he is not a prospective presidential candidate. We know that he had a lot of money. It was widely conjectured that his businesses suffered losses post-2008 financial crisis. And we know what kind of president he is. He's a president that keeps his promises, that fights for forgotten America, that gives a voice to the voiceless, that is unapologetically American. And so tell me why his tax returns are such a pressing issue right now. And people say, well, we need to know the source of the income. No, we don't. You already see right here. You already see the depreciation and losses. And you're not going to get any more unless you have another illegal leak, which they very well might. By the way, the president's been spied on by the Federal Bureau of Investigation in the FISA court. Now he's had his personal private tax information leaked to the entire public and population. I'm going to be really direct with you. If your cellular plan is Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you are simply paying way too much for the exact same coverage you'd be getting right now with Pure Talk. Look at your cell phone bill, where it shows data usage. The average person who switches to Pure Talk is using less than 4 gigs of data a month, but the big carriers are charging you for unlimited data. It's like paying for an entire row of an airplane, but only needing one seat. That's how Pure Talk saves the average person over $400 a year on their wireless service. Unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigs of data, all for just $20 a month. And if you go over on data usage, they don't charge you for it. People are switching to Pure Talk in massive numbers. It's a grassroots movement and an easy decision that you'll make today. Grab your mobile phone and dial #250 and say Charlie Kirk. When you do, you'll save 50% off your first month. Dial #250 and say the keyword Charlie Kirk. Pure Talk, simply smarter wireless. They are going after the president because he paid very little to nothing in federal income taxes. But it's hard being a job creator in our country. It's very hard. It's hard to create wealth. It's difficult to employ tens of thousands of people. You see, President Trump took massive risks throughout his life. He built Trump Tower. He revitalized the New York skyline, built buildings from Las Vegas to California to the third largest building in Chicago, employing tens of thousands of blue-collar workers. To take that kind of risk, it takes massive amounts of capital overlays and incredible dedication. And because of that, you're going to lose sometimes. President Trump being very diversified in real estate holdings, when the 2008 financial crisis hit, specifically towards housing, President Donald Trump probably had a lot of losses because of that. And because of that, he decided to pursue the correct way through many different accounting measures to have write-offs. But here's the interesting thing. Why are Democrats so upset that President Donald Trump paid $750 in taxes? President Trump, through a tax preparer, was obviously following the tax laws that Barack Obama passed, because the Democrats view the government like a church. They say, how dare you not pay more? And of course, when Democrats and liberals are challenged on this, they have no good answer whatsoever. So for example, Warren Buffett famously during the Obama years said, raise my taxes. I am paying less than my secretary. I'm paying a lower rate than my secretary, Warren Buffett, who's worth $75 billion. Berkshire Hathaway, the Oracle of Omaha. And the correct response to Warren Buffett is, who's stopping you? Did you know that the IRS is able to take unrestricted gifts? They do. They're able to take another couple billion dollars. If you say, I think my money is best spent with the Internal Revenue Service, they will take your money. But Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and Warren Buffett and the ruling class in this country and the wealthiest Americans, despite having the opportunity to do so, they don't voluntarily contribute more money to government. They seek deductions. They seek losses to try to maximize the amount of capital that they can keep and not give to the government. And so for any liberal out there with a substantial or significant net worth, the question should be asked of them, why don't you write a bigger check to the IRS? President Trump has a good answer to that because he thinks more people should keep more of their money. It's President Trump's belief that taxation actually is a chokehold on value creation in our country. And so for George Soros out there, who gave $18 billion to the Open Society Foundation so our kids can hate America, to train up activists to burn our cities and support district attorney races across the country, why wouldn't George Soros give $18 billion to the federal government? Because George Soros believes that private industry and charity is actually a much more efficient means to destroying the country than the government. Donald Trump sought deductions, and he was right to do that. There's nothing illegal, there's nothing nefarious in any of these documents at all whatsoever. We also know that he donates his $400,000 salary as president. We know that he has personal wealth from television deals, book deals, and unlimited sources of income. The president is being unfairly attacked for the same pattern of behavior that the Democrat ruling class has engaged in. And for any Democrat out there that says, I've paid more in taxes than Donald Trump, first of all, you haven't. President Trump has paid tens of millions of dollars in payroll taxes, employing blue-collar workers all across the country, not to mention property taxes. But most importantly, President Donald Trump created value for this country. He built buildings. He built businesses. Look, there's a serious problem out there. Our heroes have to pay out of pocket to do their job. Hunting for military or first responder discounts has historically required going from one website to another, creating multiple accounts and logins to make purchases, and jumping through various hoops to verify your service. Don't you wish there was one place you could visit where you didn't need to go from one place to the other? One place? Well, that is GovX.com. You see, at GovX works directly with brands to negotiate the best prices possible because you deserve the gear you need at the prices you've earned. Plus, you can trust that the gear you're ordering is 100% authentic, direct from the manufacturer. A huge collection of gear and apparel from popular brands all in one convenient location. So right now, go to GovX.com, tell them that our show sent you, The Charlie Kirk Show. And it's amazing, the discounts. If you're an American of service, a current or former member of the military, go right now to GovX.com, use the promo code Charlie. And so this is the media's big moment. The activist media has been looking for an opening to try to destroy this president financially his entire political career since he went down the golden escalator. But by doing so, they actually, I think, have vindicated the president against all of these attacks. You see, the entire underlying premise of Trump's tax controversy, which it isn't, is that the tax avoidance is wrong, that it's somehow amoral. But it's not. And we as conservatives must reject the premise. In fact, any time that this tax issue gets brought up, you should say, time out. How and why did they get leaked? That is how I took this story immediately yesterday. And we have changed the conversation on social media because I immediately did not accept the premise of the activist media. This is how conservatives have to react when they go after this president or when they go after strong conservatives. They say, we must be outraged about this. We say, why? And by the way, how'd you get these taxes? Who broke the law to get them to you? And is it against the law to publish them? Put them on defense. In fact, the New York Times actually helped President Trump out. That's right. The New York Times just made an in-kind contribution to the Donald J. Trump for President campaign. The New York Times actually helped Trump by exposing another aspect of the Russian collusion myth, which is that he did not have an unreported connection to Russia. As the Times reporter Michael Tracy pointed out, quote, Mr. Trump owns hundreds of millions of dollars in valuable assets, but the reporters do not reveal his true wealth, nor do they reveal any previously unreported connections to Russia. The only Russian angle the Times is able to find is that it analyzed, out of all the records, 2013 Miss Universe pageant in Moscow, where Trump, as a co-owner of the pageant, made $2.3 million from the event. So our president was brought through an entire special investigation through Bob Mueller. He saw many of his friends go to prison, millions of dollars of legal fees, and probably gave the Democrats the House back in 2018. And out of all that, we now realize the president got $2.3 million just because he co-owned a pageant in Russia. So thank you, New York Times, for vindicating this president under these false accusations. But this is a sign of hope for those of us that are conservatives. If you understand the activist media, they work in harmony with the Democrat Party and the Joe Biden campaign. As Joe Biden is slipping in the polls, and as I mentioned previously, I was just in Illinois. Still am, but I was just yesterday in St. Charles, Illinois. 5,000 Trump supporters came to an event. I have never seen enthusiasm like this in my 8.5 years of doing this. And I was on a front seat for President Trump's campaign in 2016. There is so much pent-up frustration under the stay-at-home orders, mask mandates, business shutdowns, misapplication of justice. I think the Democrats are giving all they have right now to try to slow down the Trump momentum. What we are seeing happen in real time is, as Ernest Hemingway said, things happen gradually, then suddenly. We are now entering the suddenly phase. Joe Biden is trending very poorly in turnout, absentee ballot requests and collection, volunteers, grassroots support, ground game. President Trump has heavily invested in all of that. And we at Students for Trump, Turning Point Action, are knocking on tens of thousands of doors every single weekend. I announce I'm going to be somewhere. I turn over a rock. I got 600, 2,000, 5,000 Trump supporters waiting. And for the New York Times and for the Democrats, I mean this honestly, non-sarcastically. Is this really all you got? I was expecting a lot more from you. Now, I'm not going to take a victory lap yet. I will be ready for the next attack against our president. And I'm sure we will see more unsubstantiated attacks in the weeks to come. But Trump's taxes were a pathological obsession of the Democrat base. They sued, they held hearings, they subpoenaed, and now they have them. They spent millions of dollars trying to get them. This is the last time I plan to ever talk about Donald Trump's taxes. We have very pressing issues in our country, and the activist media is intentionally trying to throw a socialist smokescreen to try to distract us from the real issues. 1 out of 4 young people in this country have contemplated suicide, according to the Center for Disease Control, in the last 90 days. We have an opioid crisis in our country. We still have millions of people out of work. Our borders remain far too open. Social media tech elites have gone unchecked. I think it is completely immaterial and irrelevant what the president did with his tax returns multiple years ago, as we already have a record of him governing as president of the United States. The pathological obsession that the Democrats have towards President Donald Trump when it comes to his taxes show that they cannot criticize him on policy, shows that the attacks going after his incredible agenda to reignite and revitalize American workers has fallen flat. And so here's my advice for you out there. Brace yourself. Brace for impact. There will be more fake stories and activist media members who breathlessly repeat that this is the biggest story of the century. It's not. I can name 10 stories in the last week that are more important than this one. I guess you could say it's the biggest story of the last 10 years, just him running for president. Never before has someone consumed the news cycle, monopolized the conversation as much as President Donald Trump. But when it comes to these taxes, this is the ultimate swing and miss from an activist press that has been doing everything they possibly can to debase and delegitimize this president. They thought they got him on this. And for the mainstream activist press that thought that they can then pursue criminal indictments post-presidency for President Trump, if the New York Times would have saw any of that in these leaked documents, they would have published it. So I'm happy to report, everybody, I am now finished. I am finished ever talking about President Donald Trump's taxes. I will never do it again, and you should neither. We have real problems in this country. We got to close our borders, we got to protect workers, and make our country great again. Thank you guys so much for listening today. Please email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support, charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com, tpusa.com, the nation's largest student organization fighting for America. God bless you guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Talk to you soon.